2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse 11. We didn't get very far yesterday. It seems to me I remember I went on some kind of rant about something. I don't remember what it was. But that's all right. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer with him, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. Oh, I remember what the rant was. Be dead with is, it's always used of physical death. So you're not just metaphorically dead so that you have an option of doing stuff. You're physically dead, and the one that is giving you the life before conversion or before you see the futility of it is this mystery of the Antichrist. And you've always been a vessel for deity. One self for self. That's all you're capable of doing until you finally understand your death and abandon yourself. That should be the predicate of all Christianity. It's the predicate of everybody that called themselves people of the way in the Bible. But now it's the rarest thing. If we be dead with, let's go to Mark 14. This is just to show the strength of this idea that it's only used of physical death. And this is Peter's denial. Starting verse 26. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them, all ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock croweth twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake more vehemently, saying, if I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any wise. Likewise also said they all. It wasn't just Peter that said it. They all promised they would never deny him. But they all did. So the idea, this word, which I can't pronounce, but it's synapothnekos. It means to physically die with. Nobody believes this. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We could study this scripture every day, and a little time would go by and you'd forget it. Verse 14, chapter 5, 2 Corinthians. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. It's kind of important, right? How long will it take to forget that you're dead and start believing your mind? Start believing your Antichrist, Ronnie. The love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. all the entire human race died on the cross. Jesus Christ was the last Adam. He was the last member of the Adamic race. Who are you? It's worth pondering, right? Everybody understand? Or are you going to try to get self-realized today? Are you going to protect yourself? Are you going to worry your little, poor little head about something? Nobody has any response to this. Everybody is perfectly... perfectly dead. I've said it for since 1973.
I'm just tuning into it. Oh, okay. So I'm ready to hear more.
All right. Well, let's. If you're waiting to hear more, let's go to Romans 6. What shall we say then? Since shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. If you're not planted in the likeness of his death, you can't possibly partake of the resurrection. So therefore, religion and God stuff is to you a philosophy that you can pick and choose from. And you know how I love philosophy. All right, go to Colossians 3. We could go to hundreds of them, but we're just going to pick a few today. If you then be risen with Christ, now this here is ice, and it means in view of the fact, it's a statement of condition. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You are dead. Not metaphorically dead. Not going to be dead, not trying to be dead, which is a contradiction in terms. You are dead. Galatians 2. You. What are you doing, Mr. Scott?
Turning to Galatians 2.
What were you doing before you turned to Galatians 2?
I was in Colossians.
And what were you? You were musing. You were playing the Gary role.
I was. All right. You got me. I was saying, I don't get it.
You don't get it.
I was trying to get it. I was just waiting to get it.
Well, I mean, you understand, we've all these places we're looking at, it says, you are dead. Right. But you don't get it.
Well, I never did get it.
I know.
I'm dead, so...
Now, Galatians 2. You're dead except when you're alive. What are you doing, Ronnie? You're giving me the evil eye.
Am I giving you a stink eye?
Stink eye.
I'm over trying to get it too. You know, when you say you're, to me, you know, my simple way of thinking is, you're dead, you're not breathing, you ain't walking, you ain't talking, you ain't eating.
You ain't thinking.
You ain't trying to get it.
You ain't saying to me.
To me, dead.
You're not saying to me.
Huh?
You're not saying to me.
Holy.
All right. Galatians 2. Verse 20, I am crucified with Christ. You understand? Crucified, you're dead. Crucified means dead on the cross. You think that's a philosophy. That's a nice thing to think about. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, and this is for you, Ronnie. Paul wrote this for you. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of what? I live by the faith in Christ? No, we've gone way beyond that. I live by the faith of His faith, of Christ. Again, His humility is so total that He will not occupy in you as the temple of the living God. He will not and cannot, because of His nature, occupy where you are. The only places within you that He occupies are where you have totally 100% emptied, where you have utterly abandoned yourself. Is that clear? I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. You start out by believing in Him. And then if by believing in Him, you can do nothing but fail. And your poverty becomes more and more evident. The inability to complete, not you before, you couldn't complete anything out in the world. Now, the poverty is spirit. You can't complete anything spiritually. And God is saying, go. That's what I want from you. That you would empty yourself and not concern yourself with yourself anymore. You are not your own business.
So believing in Him or having faith in Him, having an investment in Him versus emptying yourself?
Well, believing in Him is child's play. That's just like I've accepted Jesus as my personal Savior. Now everybody, raise your hand or whatever they do. Come down and walk the aisle and cry a lot.
Believing in Him allows Him to live His life in you, where you're living by His faith.
That's right. You have to start by believing in Him.
I never cried. I walked the aisle, though, plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
Well, that's your problem.
That's your problem right there, Ronnie.
Oh, I walked out.
You never cried.
I've seen you cry a bunch of times.
Yeah.
But every time you come into my office, you start crying. So you've done it. You've walked it out and you've cried. Just didn't do them at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, now it's just, now we've redeemed time, so we put them both together. Boom. Okay, now you've done all that stuff. Now it's time to live by the faith of Him instead of trying to do it. If I perish, I perish. That's why Esther is so important. If I perish, I perish. No more protecting, no more leaning on your own arm, no more trying to understand it. It's simply emptying. And He then apprehends you. If, in view of the fact that we be dead with Him, we shall also live with Him. By His, live with means by His agency, by His life. Not us. There's no more footsteps in the sand for Ronnie. Or Scott. Oh, isn't that sweet? That's a sweet poem, isn't it? Or a little writing.
I really liked it when I first seen it.
Now, you really still really like it. But you've gone far beyond that. Now, no more. He's done everything. What more could He have done? Did you really hear this? Some people have been here twice as long almost as Ronnie has and still don't get it. They say they get it. But by their life, it's evident they don't get it. Because they're still concerned with themselves. They're still protecting what they say. You want to hear some more dead ones, or you got it now? Huh? You understand? Physically dead. Then who's living? Who's been living in you all these years?
Well, then, what about taking care of oneself?
Yeah.
Physically, I mean, you have to take care of yourself.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Let's go to the scriptures. I don't care. You don't care what I believe.
Let's go.
Okay, go to Matthew 5. Yeah, let's go to Matthew 6 instead. Matthew 6. Starting in verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Remember, I've taught this for years. Mammon is a Chaldean word. And it means anything that you have confidence in. So as long as you think you have the capacity to take care of yourself, then you will. But you're really loving mammon. You're loving yourself more than God. Love here is give importance to. Remember, love is a verb, agapeo. It means to give breath or give importance to something. It's not this super high agape love, because that's the noun. Whatever you love, It identifies you. Whatever you give importance to identifies where you are. If you're giving importance to yourself, like taking care of yourself, then you're loving mammon and despising God. Because you're the mammon. A little bit. That's just the start. We haven't even gotten to it yet. That's just the preamble to it. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Now, he's going to name some stuff here, and you got to understand, these are the basic issues of what's needed for life. Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Okay? Food, fortunately for you, otherwise you'd take thought for it. Your breath you don't have to think about it in order to breathe unless you're really in trouble, right? You breathe and you breathe. But if God had given you the capacity to control your breathing, you'd been dead a long time ago. But he did give you the illusion that you have and are in control of what you eat and what you drink and what you wear. So you think, I got to take care of myself because I've got to provide me with food and water. Because those things, you can go about 3 days without water. You can go about, you can go 30 or 40 days without food. That's as long as you could go. But he says, take no thought for it. Take no thought, Ronnie, for what you're going to eat. Take no thought for what you're going to drink. I love this deal of bottle. The advertising industry I can't believe what they did. They've convinced the American public that bottled water is better, and you will swear by it, even though if you went on a test, you couldn't tell which was the bottled water and which was the city water. But you've been convinced by advertising that bottled water is better for you. So you're paying more for water than you do for gasoline. Well, that's just goofy. But you're convinced of its validity. And the whole nation is. And so, I mean, talk about taking thought for what you're going to drink. Take no thought for what you're going to drink or what you're going to eat. Take no thought for what you're going to put on. Is not the life more than food and the body more than clothing? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? And which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature, to his height, or his stature? Some of you staturing outwardly. And why take you thought for your clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we eat, drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And therefore take no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And if you read some of the commentaries, It says, don't be anxious about what you're going to eat, or don't be anxious about what you're going to drink, or don't be anxious about what you're going to put on. That's not what it says. It says, take no thought. So, did I answer your question about taking care of yourself? Oh, ye of little faith. You have all the faith in the universe. It just costs you something you never owned in the first place. You were born dead. It's about time to find out that if this being we call God and His Son in Christ is really true or not. And they call it radical Christianity. There's nothing radical about it. It is Christianity. Amen? John?
Okay.
You got this take no thought down? For right now, at least.
I don't have it down. I hear it.
Yeah, I think instead of amen, we should say, okay.
Enough already.
Okay already.
Ronnie?
Sir?
Amen?
Amen.
You understand? Perfectly. Take no thought for what you're going to eat at the beginning of the month. You got it?
Got it.
Okay.
Take it, big guy. I'm going to spend 60 years on these three verses.
Meeting
staff, all the employees at 9.
I will be at the volunteer center. Oh, that's right.